Lights, action, cameras flashing, managers, sponsors, concerts.
Voting on the proposed deal concluded earlier this month, and SAG-AFTRA New England President Andrea Lyman said it addressed some major concerns regarding the use of AI.
Consent and compensation, which is what we got. So before they use it at all, they have to let us know, and they even have to let us know 48 hours in advance and then get our consent, or else they can't do it at all. And then once they get the consent, there has to be compensation. And they have to be clear how they're going to use it. If they want to use it for another thing, then they once again have to get consent and then compensate if the person agrees. Because if the person doesn't agree, then they don't get to use it.
While there was some vocal opposition to the deal, SAG-AFTRA New England Vice President Tom Kemp, who served as vice chair of the union's negotiating committee, says it was passed by roughly 78% of their voting membership.
There was a lot of negative stuff out there on Facebook and Instagram and all of those platforms, but I think that the people who wanted the contract passed just looked at the contract, looked at all the information, looked at the summary, listened to all the explanations, and voted yes. They know faction was vocal, but evidently didn't turn out a lot of votes.
SAG-AFTRA National President Fran Drescher took to her Instagram and thanked the members who ultimately approved it.
It's just wonderful to be able to feel like we did something that was new and different and bold, and we entered the largest entertainment union in the world, but now we are the most powerful and more respected than we've ever been before. And I think that that is going to impact certainly the next negotiation and many more to follow.
The South Shore has already seen some productions return, with scenes for the upcoming Matt Damon film The Instigators being shot in Quincy, including at Malachi Saloon, which was welcomed by owner Chris Higgins.
They were great to work for and with great people, and from what I understand, that there were a lot more movies planned in the area. So now that the strike is over, I guess they'll be back to work more. I think it's great for the area. I mean, I think this created a buzz, and, you know, it's obviously brought some revenue to the city, to the local, you know, fire, police, all the businesses in the area. So I think it's a great thing. It was exciting.
Reporting from Hollywood East in Quincy, Dan McCready, WATD News.